Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give with the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
We didn't record last week during Thanksgiving, and I was in Rochester, New York, because that's where all the cool people are. I had a Thanksgiving weekend that included watching a minor league hockey game where the Rochester Amherst slugged it out pointlessly with the team from Utica. Rochester got 4 goals by taking 47 shots at the net, while the Utica Comets scored 5 goals by taking only 23 shots. And I don't know much about hockey, but it seems like Rochester had a lot of heart and no discipline. And speaking of heart with no discipline, here's our show this week. It's a remix of sketches all about food. And holy crap, we have a lot of sketches about food. It's all some of us think about, really. Some of these sketches go all the way back to 2012 when the show started, and we've got a lot of old names in the credits. So, sit back, relax, shut up, listen to the fucking show. It's the holiday season, and this is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty.
Do you like bacon?
Sure, sometimes.
Then come on and get your big beefy bacon burger at Burger Busters. You get bacon, cheese, more bacon, a big beefy burger containing bacon, cheese again, bacon again, and 2 big bacon buns. Then you'll wash it down with bacon cola and a side of fried cheese with bacon.
Do you have anything vegetarian?
Sure, we have Thai salad with papaya and lime juice and bacon. It comes with a side of bacon orange juice and a bacon blueberry smoothie and bacon ice cubes and bacon Canadian bacon.
What if I don't want bacon?
Too bad! By order of the U.S. Congress, all food must now contain bacon!
What?
That's right! They couldn't pass filibuster reform, but they passed this!
This is a nightmare!
So come on down to Burger Busters for your federally mandated diet of bacon! Eat the goddamn bacon!
Are you a hardworking man with a powerful hunger?
You bet I am, short stuff.
Then dig into a Twinkie.
I could eat these all day.
You literally could. All day, every day. Twinkies have a full daily adult requirement of sweetness and processed wheat. So now that you've eaten enough for today, why not get ahead for tomorrow? Each Twinkie is enriched sponge cake, engorged with rich, creamy filling that tastes like it ought to contain dairy of some sort, but doesn't.
Hey, can I have another pack?
Eat yourself sick! Each Twinkie you stuff in your gob makes you ever healthier and more impossible to defeat in tests of strength.
Why, look how tall I've become! Give me another Twinkie!
With each new Twinkie, your power grows threefold. Soon, you will become an unstoppable force of good or evil. It is for you to choose.
I shall destroy you all!
Twinkies, they fill your whole day.
As a mom, let me tell you, worrying about my kids' nutrition is a daunting task.
Mommy, I'm hungry. I want something yummy, no healthy stuff.
And as a mom who's also vegan, it's even more difficult.
Can I just try cheese just once?
No! What did Mommy say?
Only sadist children eat the food that comes from an animal.
That's right. For the longest time, I thought that finding a vegan margarine that keeps my kids happy would never happen.
But all the kids at school are always talking about cheese. I just want to try it.
I said no, Noah! That was until I discovered, holy crap, I can't believe this doesn't come from an animal. The only vegan mom approved butter substitute. Here, sweetheart, here's some toast and jelly.
This tastes nothing like butter at all.
How would you know? Who gave you butter? Was it your father? Thanks. Holy crap, I can't believe this didn't come from an animal. Now I can finally keep my kids happy and healthy.
Who said eating meat isn't healthy?
I did. I did, Noah. Now shut up and let Mommy finish the commercial. Thanks. Holy crap, I can't believe this didn't come from an animal.
Holy crap, this didn't come from an animal. May have come from an animal.
And now a word from the American Bushmeat Council.
Hey, Jim, what you eating?
Nothing. Leave me alone.
Oh my God. Is that gorilla?
Not anymore. It's now brunch.
You monster. Give me that.
Let go of Coco.
Say, fellas, what's all the ruckus?
Who the hell are you?
Did you know the average American consumes over 80 pounds of meat every year?
Yes.
Of course you did, Jim. And we here at the American Bushmeat Council think you deserve more than just the usual slabs of crap laid out for you at the neighborhood Vons. Here, try one of these African brush-tailed porcupine kebabs.
Ow! Ow, 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 ow! It's so painfully delicious and endangered.
Is it endangered because it's so delicious, or so delicious because it's endangered?
Who cares? I've never tasted Gambian pouch rat like this before.
And you never will. That was the last one. Here, try some barbecued howler monkey. Hope you like it rare.
I usually take mine well done.
No, I mean rare as in there are only three left.
Hell yeah. Got any mozzarella?
Made from fresh platypus milk.
This is sickening. How could you possibly justify murdering and eating endangered species like Coco the gorilla?
Aw, cool down, fizzy lips. Maybe this word from Joseph Cotton will change your mind.
Coco never knew the real meaning of love. He just wanted everyone to love him. Love me. I'm Coco Foster Kane. Well, here's to love, Coco. Love on your own terms. Hey, nurse!
You know what? That cameo made almost as much sense as outlining the use of Tasmanian parachute spiders for bonbons.
I'm disappointed in you, Jim.
Why rain on everybody's rainforest, wise guy?
Yeah, why can't you just let me enjoy one of the few things I have left in my life that makes me happy? You know, besides my massive trust fund and priceless baseball card collection and in my intriguingly misshapen penis.
Well said, Jim.
Thank you.
So if you're tired of the same old trust fund, priceless baseball card collection, and intriguingly misshapen penis, why not eat a panda? Bushmeat, it's not just for starving Zulus anymore. This has been a message from the American Bushmeat Council.
Hey, nurse!
Hey, Mom, what's for dinner tonight?
I'm making shad roe.
Aw, Mom, not shad roe again.
Well, what do you want for dinner, Billy?
Duck a l'orange.
Oh, Billy, I don't have any idea where to buy duck.
Did somebody say orange duck?
Quackers?
Yes, it's me, Quackers the Duck. Does your family crave the cooked comfort of a roasted duck?
Do we?
But Mom just doesn't know where to get one?
You can't buy real duck anywhere, Quackers.
Gee, Billy, sometimes parents don't know anything, huh? If you want fresh duck, just go to that place in Chinatown with ducks hanging in the window. Because if nothing else, you know they sell ducks.
Thanks, Quackers.
Now I'm getting out of here before dinner time.
That place in Chinatown with ducks hanging in the window is a registered entity of the Woxing Wo Triad. Asking too many questions at that place in Chinatown with ducks hanging in the window may result in having your thumbs cut off. The Woxing Wo Triad is a wholly owned subsidiary of Apple Inc. Apple, think different.
That place in Chinatown with ducks hanging in the window. Look for the ducks in the window aisle.
Water. Delicious water. You need it to live. And now, Nestle's got your water. All of it. It's water just like you used to drink from the tap before we took it and sold it back to you in this commercial.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S, Nestle steals your very best water.
Wow, Dad, this vegetarian buffet has everything.
It sure does, Billy. Hey, is that a human foot?
Hi, I'm Robin from Robin's Real Vegan Feedback. And at Robin's, we have a philosophy. No matter how good people think they are, no matter how pure they want to live, everybody wonders a little what it's like to eat human flesh.
Well, I must admit.
That's why at Robin's, we use whole grains, tofu, and assorted other vegetable products to synthesize a convincing facsimile of human meat. Like this mold of gluten's, olive tapenade, and creamed lentils that taste exactly like the buttocks of a middle-aged man.
It's kind
of
fatty.
It sure is. But that's the monosaccharides, the good kind of fat.
But wait a minute. How do we know this really tastes like human flesh?
Because my consultant Dave helps me get the taste and texture just right. Hey Dave, does this actually taste like the right bicep of a 19-year-old hitchhiker?
Oh yeah. That's a 19-year-old.
So come on down to Robin's Real Vegan Feedback. Clear your karma, cleanse your colon, and find out once and for all whether you really would enjoy the taste of human flesh.
I, Zeus, king of the gods, have gathered you, the most epic and powerful of the gods, to this feast, to tell tales of your epic deeds.
I, Poseidon, king of the sea, punish Troy with a sea monster when they refuse to pay tribute.
I'm Dionysus, god of wine and madness. I destroy Thebes when their king slandered me.
I am Heracles, son of Zeus. I completed 12 mighty labors.
I am Oikos, the Greek god of yogurt. I invented yogurt.
Yogurt? You are not powerful enough to attend this gathering.
Powerful? Were it not for I, Oikos, the god of yogurt, the people of Hellas would be irregular from lack of probiotics.
Quarrel not, Heracles. Is Oikos really so different from Dionysus, the god of wine and madness, who destroyed Thebes?
Destroying a city is infinitely more epic than mere probiotics.
Likewise, I, Oikos, the god of yogurt, go well with granola.
Indeed, he does.
Furthermore, I defeated the evil Gogurt.
Gogurt?
A fearsome beast made of yogurt in a tube. I slurped him until he was flat.
His epic quest was drinking yogurt.
No, for Gogurt is not a drinkable yogurt. It's a regular yogurt that's slurped from a tube.
So you see, Heracles, Oikos is as mighty as you.
All hail Oikos, the god of yogurt!
Oh, he's wonderful, he is great!
He most certainly is not.
But I am. What do you rule over? I, Oikos, the god of yogurt, have dominion over all yogurts. Yogurt such as fruit at the top. Fruit at the bottom. Activia.
Stop naming yogurt.
Low-fat yogurts. Kefir. Blended yogurts. Frozen yogurts.
Zeus, I must protest. Oikos is clearly not powerful enough to sup with us, the Olympian gods.
How dare you insult me, young Heracles? I, known to the Athenians as Chobani, and the Spartans as Phaie. I, beloved of all the dieting women of Hellas. Let us battle. Watch as I use my power.
You son of Hades, you threw a yogurt at me. That was my best tunic. I shall smite thee for that. Right after I have one of these spicy meatballs. Ooh, ye gods, it burns! I need water! This water does nothing. Am I being punished for my hubris? My stomach is sore, and my throat is on fire. Who amongst the gods can save me?
Despite our quarrel, I cannot stand to see the son of Zeus suffer. Here, try this yogurt.
Delicious. And behold, it is a miracle. I am cured. All hail Oikos, the god of yogurt.
Yogurt for everybody.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Now our finance feature, Money or Die. An unexpected merger today between Pfizer, the world's largest pharmaceutical company, and beloved fast food giant McDonald's sent shockwaves of excitement throughout Wall Street. Pfizer CEO Ian Reed.
This was a no-brainer. For years, McDonald's has been creating millions of patients for our meds which keep their consumers alive so they can go back for more of those 99-cent specials. So why not work hand in hand?
Stock prices soared as the new megacorp rolled out a groundbreaking McHealth menu. Fred Golguff, McDonald's Global VP of Food Engineering, explained it to me at their flagship franchise on 42nd Street in New York City.
A great example of our groundbreaking McHealth menu is the delicious new McBLT, bacon, Lipitor, and tomato. Tasty, health-threatening food product people love. Which also happens to contain the drugs to counter that health threat.
Nationwide surveys indicate massive approval for the merger among McDonald's customers. Our Stone Peck checked out a franchise in remote Bullwallop, West Texas.
Meet Sue Gomfucker, mayor of Bullwallop. Hey, Sue, you're a regular here, right?
Sure am. I dine at my favorite restaurant 2, 3, 4 times a day.
What's that tasty-looking meal?
This is a premium crispy chicken McLyrica classic. I've got a generalized anxiety disorder. This allows me to get all the anticonvulsant I need along with the bacon I crave.
Sue's elderly mother, Anna, is eating her meal on a plate attached to the control panel of her mechanized scooter. Anna, what are you diving into there?
Oh, this here's a big and tasty Celebrex McBurger with mushrooms and Swiss. Why should I worry about colon polyps when I'm eating the cure for colon polyps?
Sue's husband, Lem, is also sampling the new McHealth menu. Lem, I understand you suffer from chronic gout?
Yep. Yep. Used to hurt so bad if could have been over, I'd have hacked off my toes with an axe. Not anymore. Just get me a couple of Xyloprim red meat rib wraps. Yeah, I can dance all night.
What's that other item on your plate?
Oh, that's dessert. Southern style McApple Viagra pie with cheese.
Well, I reckon I'll have something to say about that.
Happy meals indeed. Fred Golguth, wrap this up for us.
Thanks to the largest fast food chain on earth, people can now eat all they want and not die. Now, how great is that?
Didn't Subway just become the largest fast food chain in the world?
Well, yeah, but we still have the largest customers.
McDonald's Pfizer has already gotten approval from Health and Human Services in Washington for Medicare and Medicaid to cover the cost of the new McHealth menu meals. A small copay may be required where Health and Human Services deems the health threat of certain ingredients to be abnormally high. The new company also plans to develop a nationwide insurance provider network called, what else, McHMO.
Man on the street!
A germ expert from Aston University has approved the 5-second rule for food you drop on the floor. The final edition asks the man on the street, what do you think?
They say germ expert, but they don't say the guy was a scientist. He's just like a dirty guy.
The study was actually conducted at Mom University, so just
eat your carrot sticks, Tyler.
I spilled punch on the floor. Can I still drink it?
I knocked a guy out, and to be perfectly honest, he's only been on the floor for about 5 minutes. Can I start to eat him?
I'm going to allow my son to eat food off the floor now, but I'm still not going to vaccinate him.
If you put a fried egg on a prostitute, you can leave it for up to 30 seconds.
That's called the Tuscaloosa surprise.
So you're saying that I can eat a dozen or two dozen deep-fried, bacon-covered donuts, and if they fall on the floor and I pick them up in 5 seconds, they're okay to eat?
If you're falling down a bottomless pit, you can eat it at any time.
Now, what if you drop food on Neptune? Their time's a little different.
I went to Gem University and I majored in typhus.
Okay, so I'm actually on like this really great diet that is the 5 second rule diet. It's like you can eat whatever you want as long as it's like on the floor for 5 seconds or less.
That's so fun. I'm actually on a 5 second diet as well. And you can eat as much as you want as long as you throw it all up within 5 seconds.
Oh my God, I'm on a 5 second diet too. I eat for 5 seconds, and for those 5 seconds, I don't feel guilty, and then after that, I feel so guilty for the rest of the day.
Oh my God, I'm on a 5 second diet too. I only eat clocks.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Beige Gourmet. I'm your host, Wilson Dieter. Dieter. And this is our annual Christmas show, where we discuss the latest in holiday goodies, from fruitcake to latkes. Last year, I successfully deep-fried a whole gingerbread house. But this year, I want to offer everyone something extra special. See, last week I was at a Panda Express eating orange chicken, and after my second pan, I thought, why aren't there more meat dishes that taste like dessert? So, after experimenting, I'm proud to present my recipe for sugar cookie ham. First, you take a whole sugar-cured ham and slice it into ham steaks of about 1.5 inches thick. Then you dip the steaks into the prepared batter, then roll them in a coating of pulverized sugar cookies. You can now drop them into the hot oil, where they can transform into a giant cookie containing a creamy meat filling. We'll take a short break while I fry my meat cookies, and I'll see what I can do with the rest of those crumbs.
With the holidays rapidly approaching, the Beige Gourmet is offering a classic assortment of seasonal hors d'oeuvres for the low cost of $99.99, including lard pellets, repurposed Twinkies, and bags of, they appear to be paint chips. Yeah, they're paint chips. Order now!
We're back. During the break, I pulled the cookie-covered ham slices out of the fryer, decorated them with festive pink and white frosting and colored sugar sprinkles, served them with a cranberry fruit preserve, and ate them. All of them. I decorated and ate 5 pounds of ham cookies all during the break. My arm is numb.
Please stand by.
Welcome back. Apparently, today's dish raised my blood sugar to alarming levels, but my crack team of paramedics brought me back. Please join us next week for our New Year's show, where once again, I will attempt to deep-fry champagne. Until then, this is the Beige Gourmet saying, life is short.
Okay, Jack, thanks for agreeing to work late, man. We have a lot to cover before the presentation tomorrow, and I think that we should start with...
Gary, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I think it's only fair to tell you that I really wish you were a pizza right now.
What?
I wish that, instead of a human man, you were a pizza.
What does that even mean?
It's pretty self-explanatory, Gary. I just want you to be a pizza.
Well, I'm still pretty confused, but let's just forget about it and get back to work, okay? So, bottom line profits are going to go pretty well this fiscal year, but...
Damn it! Gary! Why aren't you a pizza? It's all I can think about now.
Why? Why do you want me to be a pizza?
People would like you more if you were a pizza.
People like me fine.
Meh.
What? People don't like me?
Well, here, I'll show you. Hey, Becky, can you come over here a minute?
Yeah, Jack, what's up?
Do you like Gary?
Sure, he's all right.
See?
Now, Becky, wouldn't you like him more if he were a pizza?
Oh my God, yes. Like a million times yes. Can we do that now? Yes.
What? Why?
Come on, everyone loves pizza. I love pizza.
But what about me? Doesn't everybody love Gary?
Well, I mean, you're not pizza, so...
Okay, thank you, Becky. You can head home. We won't need you anymore tonight.
Good, because damn it, Gary, I'm just getting sad now, thinking about how you are in a pizza.
Jack, enough of this pizza talk. Let's just get back to work, okay? Do you have those sales figures?
Sure, Gary. Our third quarter mushroom figure shows significant pepperoni growth, and... Ah, geez, I'm sorry. I guess I just have pizza on the brain.
Jack, this is highly unprofessional, and I don't really understand it, but you need to stop talking to me like this and focus, or else... Hey, did you just pour pizza sauce and mozzarella on my head?
Damn it! Gary, just be a pizza already!
Hello, gentlemen. I'm here to check on your progress.
Mr. Johnson!
Wait a minute. I smell sauce and cheese, and... Oh, good! Is Gary finally turning into a pizza?
No! What? Jack just poured this on my head!
Good work, Jack. You should have a bright future here. And Gary, you have 30 seconds to turn into a pizza or you're fired!
Are you serious?
Get out, Gary. We only want team players here. And everyone on this team agrees you'd be better if you were a pizza. Gather your things. The Domino's delivery guy will escort you out of the building.
Okay. Fine. I'm going. But I still don't understand.
Well, that was unpleasant, but it had to be done, sir.
Mr. Johnson! On his way out, Gary just turned into a pizza in the lobby.
Oh, great! I'm starving! Jack, send $15.99 plus delivery and tip to his widow.
So that was all written by Barry Lank, Ben Kirshner, Jim Earle, John Gutierrez, Jonathan Grant, John Fugelsang, we got a lot of Johns, Joe Davis, and Gil Barron. It was performed and improvised by all those people, plus thousands of people. Jeff Chrysler, Samantha Gerwitz, Jeff Hendrick, Ebby Parker, Kevin Janis, there's a name I haven't heard in a while, Amber Petty, Keith Saltajanes, Mike Besaw, Kate Signala, John Marshall, Tony Hendra, Darby Worley, Heidi Lux, Nico Dapron, Jean Augusto, and Bridget Fitzgerald. These sketches were produced at various times by Barry Lank, Tony Hendra, and Jeff Chrysler. They were engineered, also at various times, by Barry Lank and Greg Russ. A lot of music by Kevin MacLeod. Technical help, as always, from the mighty Kurt Carlson. We'll have new sketches next week. Good night.
You should take advantage, y'all. You can pay a little, oh, a little maybe. Why, you can even start to think about a baby. You'll find the bibs are much cheaper and cribs are much cheaper. So now the tide falls in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.